Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include nearly 300 million have renounced the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Denmark, officials condemn Chinese regime's dirty tricks in interfering with Xinjiang. Turkey, Book Expo attendees experience inner peace at Falun Gong booth. 21-year-old woman arrested by police while working in a health center. And New Zealand, families learn about Dafa at Christchurch Lantern Festival. Now for the stories. Nearly 300 million have renounced the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. A Chinese student who called the Canada hotline for quitting the Chinese Communist Party said, "I am a PhD student in Canada. I want to help 50 Chinese students here to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations." The total number of people who have renounced their memberships in the CCP and its youth organizations on the Epoch Times website currently stands at 299 million. 14 years ago, the Epoch Times published the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, which led to the wave of people quitting the CCP. Volunteers at the Service Center for Quitting the CCP have sensed that the Chinese people, both inside and outside of China, are changing, and that more are seeking to quit the party. Ms. Wang, who is with the Canada Hotline for Quitting the CCP, said, "Many people from China said that they saw the hotline number in Falun Gong brochures. They then called the hotline to quit the party. Another significant change is that more and more people want to learn Falun Gong. They say they appreciate Falun Gong for helping them to renounce the party." Falun Gong practitioners and locals held a rally in James Short Park in downtown Calgary on March 10, 2018. Large banners read, "The 9 commentaries on the Communist Party rings the CCP's death knell," congratulating the 300 million Chinese who've quit the party, and "Quit the party for a safe future." The rally started at 10:30 a.m. Many people paused to listen to the speakers. Some who were driving by honked their horns or gave a thumbs up. An older Chinese woman stopped by and said she had quit the party many years ago. She expressed her admiration for the practitioner's steadfast efforts to explain the facts to the Chinese and advise them to withdraw their memberships in the party. Spokesperson Jay Fu Young of the Calgary Service Center for Quitting the CCP said in his speech, "The 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, a series of editorials published in the Epoch Times in 2004, detailed the nature and crimes of the CCP and led to a wave of resignations from the CCP around the world." Democracy advocate Ban Ro Tong participated in the rally. Mr. Tong said in his speech, "The CCP is evil. It persecutes all religions and beliefs as well as traditional morality. It is responsible for the deaths of millions of people and for unpardonable crimes." He said that the exposure of the CCP's crimes and the withdrawals from the party have had a big impact on the party. He admires the efforts of the volunteers at the service centers, saying, "You've worked hard for over 10 years. You continue to explain the facts to people and let them know what the CCP is really like. This has allowed more people to understand the true nature of the CCP and the world to become a better place."
Denmark. Officials condemn Chinese regime's dirty tricks in interfering with Xinjiang. The Danish media recently exposed details of the Chinese regime's attempts to interfere with Xinjiang Performing Arts in Copenhagen. A February 19 article titled, "China Put Pressure on the Royal Theatre in Case of Persecuted Dance Group," exposed an email revealing that in August last year, the Chinese embassy pressed the Royal Theatre and asked that the theatre not be rented to the dance group Xinjiang. Xinjiang is a New York-based performing arts company that is reviving traditional Chinese culture through music and dance. Xinjiang's performers draw inspiration from Falun Dafa, a spiritual discipline that has been severely persecuted in China since 1999. Danish Parliament member Rune Lund said in an interview, "It is quite serious and inappropriate that the Chinese state is interfering with things that are completely legal in Denmark. Here, in this country, one must be able to express oneself either in writing or by expressing themselves or by dancing. Therefore, the Chinese embassy should not come and put pressure on certain groups or people's rights here in this country." A Danish newspaper followed up with the story the next day, publishing an interview with Sven Espersen, Danish People's Foreign Rapporteur and Chairman of the Foreign Policy Committee. In an article titled "Sven Espersen on Chinese Press at the Royal Theatre, What Dirty Tricks Are They Playing?" Espersen said, "I'm simply furious about the way we just bow to the Chinese dictatorship is not right." According to the article, since 2007, Shenyun has repeatedly tried to negotiate a contract with the Royal Theatre. But in spite of sold-out performances all over the world in recent years, including two performances at the Aarhus Music House in 2016, the Royal Danish Theatre has repeatedly rejected the group on the grounds that Shenyun's artistic level does not meet the demands of the Royal Danish Theatre. In 2007, when the two parties were close to an agreement to hold two performances, the Royal Theatre suddenly withdrew it. It was later learned that the Chinese embassy had brought the case to a meeting of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and shortly thereafter, the theatre cancelled any agreement with Shenyun. In an open letter to the Danish Ministry of Culture, Falun Gong spokeswoman Benny Brix said, "We hope that you can help us defend artistic freedom and freedom of speech in Denmark, thus rejecting the influence of a dictatorship in the heart of Danish culture." According to the article, the Ministry of Culture then asked for a comment from the Royal Theatre. It appears from an email exchange between two staff members of the theatre that the Chinese embassy in August asked the Royal Theatre to refuse Shenyun access to the national stage. In the article, Sven Espersen said that he has difficulty believing the Royal Theatre's explanation that Shenyun does not meet their quality requirements. He said in the interview, "I know that Shenyun tours the whole world with something that is of the highest artistic class, so it's a somewhat far-fetched explanation."
Turkey. Book Expo attendees experience inner peace at Falun Gong booth. Attendees of the 12th Ankara Book Expo, one of the largest book expos in Turkey, we're happy to have a chance to learn Falun Gong, an ancient Chinese mind and body cultivation practice. 8-year-old Utku wanted to learn the sitting meditation upon visiting the booth. To many people's surprise, the boy had the patience to sit with practitioners in meditation for a long time. "I felt great," Utku said after the meditation. "I felt peaceful and happy. Everybody should come to learn." His mother was pleased. She said, "It will help him improve his mind and body." 17-year-old Sevda felt inner peace during the exercises as well. She said, "I easily get angry, but meditation really helps clear my mind. The anger and the anxiety are gone now, and I feel happy." 18-year-old Ebru echoed, "The exercises make me feel calm. The practitioners are doing such a great thing by volunteering to teach this." Many people were pleased to learn that Falun Gong is always offered for free online and at local practice sites. The practitioners at the booth passed out more than 5,000 Falun Gong pamphlets.
Buenos Aires, Argentina. Shenyun gives us absolutely everything. Shenyun Performing Arts presented the final performance of its 10-show run at the Teatro Opera in Buenos Aires on March 11th, concluding the New York-based company's 2018 South American tour. Norma Alejandro, an actress and drama director, said, "I truly find it wonderful. Clearly, there is a great spiritual inspiration, and the audience is inspired too. You can see in the dancers a way of presenting themselves, a way of dancing that clearly has something to do with culture and the spiritual aspects of it," she said. Gladys Estela Alvarez, a retired judge, said, "I really loved it. Preserving the culture of a nation and its people seemed to me to be something worth applauding. They show an inner harmony and a harmony with the world. There is really a lot of inner work in the entire group in this beautiful show. It is a path toward peace because contact with the classical and the ancient, with the beauty of the past, opens the way to the harmony that is a condition for peace in society," she said. Julio Croce, the director of the Ministry of Pluralism and Interculturalism, said, "I can feel the spirituality in each choreography, in each scene. It is a space of joy, of hope, and respect for diversity. This is the second time I've attended. It's a pleasure to the eye. Peace is again present, the good and the diverse," he said. Cecilia Medanica, the general manager of Disney Channel Latin America, said, "I loved it. The performance was truly spectacular. It was amazing to see the precision, the harmony, the technique, and lots of feelings. I thought that the connection with the divine is very well portrayed. I think it has a very strong message and is truly very interesting. I am thrilled to see how something so technical can be mixed with so much spirituality and have such an emotional connection." Johann Christoph Meran, an Austrian ambassador to Argentina, said, "I found Shen Yun extraordinary. For me, it was artistic in every sense of the word. Movement, music, coordination, synchronization. It was fantastic. It seems like the energy flows through you, and it emanates from the music and the movements. It flows through you, and you get very peaceful and kind," he said. He added, "If we could all be like that, the world would be better." Shen Yun will continue its tour with upcoming performances in Winter, Switzerland, Kaohsiung, Taiwan, and Gainesville, Florida.
A 21-year-old woman arrested by police while working in a health center. A young woman in Beijing was at work on February 28, 2018, when she was arrested and taken to Guangming Police Station simply for distributing DVDs that contain information about Falun Gong. Ms. Yang Dan Dan, 21, is currently detained at the Nihe Detention Center. Ms. Yang was working at the Nansai Town Health Center in the Shunyi District when the director called her out. Seven police officers then arrested her and took her to the police station. At 8 p.m. that evening, the police took her back to her home. A policewoman ransacked her house and found only a radio. "Didn't you say you have books? Where are they? Don't you cultivate truthfulness, compassion, forbearance?" she asked Ms. Yang fiercely. The police eventually took Ms. Yang back to the police station and told her parents that she would be released shortly. However, she did not return home that night. When her parents went to the police station the next morning to ask for her, they learned that Ms. Yang was on criminal detention for distributing DVDs containing information about Falun Gong in Yulong District. Born in 1996, Ms. Yang was raised by her grandmother from the time she was five after her parents were arrested for practicing Falun Gong and could not return home for 10 years. Without her parents, she had a difficult childhood. She recalled a particularly frightening time when she had to walk home by herself one winter night. Ms. Yang has never been able to celebrate New Year's with her parents. Her parents would return home at midnight and leave before the sun was up. When she was in college, the police went to her school to ask if she practiced Falun Gong and interrogated her about her parents' whereabouts. But despite not having her parents by her side, Ms. Yang knew that her parents were arrested for practicing Falun Gong and for being good people. She also follows Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and strives to be a good person. In May 2011, her parents finally returned home, but they were arrested again 3 days later and sentenced to 2 years of forced labor. The family was reunited 2 years later in 2013 when her parents were released. Her grandmother, who is in her 80s, still does not know about Ms. Yang's arrest.
New Zealand. Families learn about DAFA at Christ Church Lantern Festival. The Lantern Festival, a well-celebrated occasion that marks the end of the Chinese New Year season, was celebrated on March 10th and 11th in Christchurch, the largest city on New Zealand's South Island. The local Falun Dafa group took part in the festivities to introduce the peaceful, spiritual practice to more people in the community. As part of the activity, they offered on-the-spot instruction in the Falun Dafa exercises and meditation. Many people were interested in learning more. The crowd started building long before the festival entered full swing at 6 p.m. Impressed by the peaceful exercise music and gentle movements, many people stayed to watch and learn how to meditate. Many more took photos to show family and friends. One visitor from France talked with practitioners. Having seen exercises by practitioners in other places, he knew about the health benefits of the practice and was curious why the Chinese Communist regime would ban a group like this. A practitioner explained to him that communist theories contradict traditional values, as well as the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The man thanked the practitioner and praised them for their efforts to raise awareness of this important issue. A large number of Chinese families attended the festivities. Many even stopped to learn the Falun Dafa exercises. An older man gave a thumbs up, saying, "Falun Dafa is great. You have done very well." As dusk came, most performances concluded and the temperature began to drop. However, people kept coming to learn the exercises and experience this ancient practice from China. Practitioners did not leave until late in the evening both days and were happy that so many people learned how to meditate and the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.